before we gavel into the formal meeting, we have a very special presentation this afternoon in honor of a member of our team, a long-serving public servant here at the City of Portland, somebody who's made a huge impression on our community, Antoinette Edwards. And I'll turn this over to Aja in a minute, but I just have to say this. There has never been anybody that I've seen with this kind of support in the community who is so almost reticent to accept public acknowledgement for the work she does. So she's here somewhat, against her will. But we who are her partners and her teammates, we just couldn't let it go without a formal acknowledgement here at City Council. And so, Antoinette, thank you for giving us this opportunity to acknowledge the fantastic work that you have done over your years here at City Hall. And with that, I'll turn this over to Aja. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Aja Blair, Executive Assistant to Mayor Ted Wheeler. And it is my great honor to be here today to speak about a woman who I've had the honor to get to know and work with over the last year. Although when you first see Antoinette, one usually thinks queen. There's so much more than meets the eye. Fierce community leader, change agent, humble public servant, loving mother, wife, teacher, advocate, colleague, and friend are just a few of the words I use for this powerhouse of a person. Antoinette is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And today, we honor her years of public service and bid her farewell into her next journey of retirement. First, I want to take a look inside the Office of Youth Violence and Prevention, which Antoinette leads, along with policy manager Tom Peavy, and play this short video for everybody to see.
Child support for a mother and a father, for a family and a community to share and be empowered in an authentic way. That's what I'd like to see.
So I'd like to turn it over to the City Council to thank Antoinette for her service and the mayor to read the proclamation in honor of Antoinette.
Very good. Before I do that, colleagues, did anybody want to say anything? Commissioner Fritz?
You have just been so inspiring to me over the 10 and a half years that I've been here. Every time I've come across you in the community or in City Hall, you've made me feel better about whatever, however my day was going. Crossing paths with you gave me something to smile about, something uplifting. Your fashion sense is absolutely inspiring. and your contributions to our whole community and recognizing the communities within the communities. You've just taught me so much, and I appreciate your heart-driven work and the fact that you've worked with how many mayors now?
All of them. Four.
Yeah, four, right? And that each one of them has recognized your special gifts and your special abilities and your anchoring of this office, starting with Tom Potter and then through Mayor Hales and Mayor Adams and now Mayor Wheeler. It's a hugely difficult job that I'm amazed anybody does for more than 6 weeks, never mind as long as you have done it. And it's the richer because you've been doing it for, you've provided the continuity between different mayors, between different approaches. There's Antoinette Edwards just doing your thing because you seek the good. And I'm happy for you that you've chosen to retire. I wish you all the best in that. And I just want to thank you sincerely for what you've meant to me personally.
Antoinette, if I could just I want to actually get to the proclamation because that's the high point, but you and I both served under four mayors. Who was your favorite?
All of them.
And I just want to make a comment about 10 years of service. I have noticed recently that a lot of people who take appointed jobs in this building have chosen to serve what I would call abbreviated terms, and then move on. Now, I know this work is very hard. I know we live in times where there's extra challenges that we deal with in these jobs. I know people have lots of different considerations. It says a lot about you that you've stuck with it for this long, a period of time. These are not the best paying jobs. They're jobs where often people have complained, particularly in this building, about feeling unsafe from time to time. There's enormous challenges, but you stuck with it. So thank you for being a role model for a public servant.
Antoinette, I regret that we haven't really had a chance to form a personal relationship or work together at the city, but your name is very known to me. Antoinette Edwards is a name I feel like almost everyone knows, whether they're connected to City Hall or not. And certainly your style also makes you stand out. So many times in the building I've like caught a dress or an earring and done a double take. Who is that? Oh, it's Antoinette, of course. So I just want to thank you and congratulate you and encourage you to enjoy and rest and recuperate, but I have a feeling that your work is not done. Yeah, thank you.
And I just want to say, Antoinette, I wish you well. I don't know what's next for you. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. There are very few people that I call hero. You're a hero. You're somebody who has had some of the most uncomfortable and difficult conversations when people say, who is going to have this conversation, who's going to help heal a rift in the community, who's going to bring us back together again. Often you served in that role, and you've been a fierce advocate. You've been the glue that in many respects holds our community together, particularly at a difficult time when it's so easy for us to be divided in the absence of that kind of hard work, you've been a voice for people who don't always have a voice here at City Hall or feel, frankly, like they have a voice anywhere in society. You've given them that voice. And you've been here for all of us, and you've helped us all out, and this is really the least we could do. So as a council, as you know, we read proclamations. We can't necessarily give you tax abatements, so we do the next best thing. And this is on behalf of all of us here at City Hall, and we'll give this to you, but you'll probably need some help carrying it out. And as you know, our proclamations represent the values of this entire chamber. And so I now have the honor of reading a proclamation that we wrote specially for you today. Whereas Antoinette Edwards has been the director of the Office of Youth Violence Prevention since 2011 and has worked tirelessly to convene conversations and build community support to prevent violence in our city. Whereas she received the Gladys McCoy Citizen Involvement Award from Citizen Involvement Committee of Multnomah County in 2009. Whereas she created, through directing a community poll, the Community Police Collaborative, Peace Collaborative Public Forum in September of 2014, and facilitated biweekly meetings ever since. Whereas she received the Social Justice Fund Northwest Jeanette Rankin Award for being a tireless lifelong activist in 2013. Whereas she received the Equity Foundation's Women Who Lead Award in 2015. Whereas Antoinette has been a beacon of light, a guardian angel, a sister, a wife, a mother, a community leader, and a friend, and continues to inspire hope in all who meet her. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim July 31st, 2019 to be Antoinette Edwards Fierce Advocate Day in Portland and encourage all residents to participate in this day. Thank you, Antoinette, for all of your service. You humored us this far by agreeing to show up to let us honor you. Would you further humor us by giving us a few remarks? We'd love to know what some of your favorite moments have been and what advice would you give us?
Thank you all for this amazing day. I am in gratitude for the love, the love. I feel the love. My words would be, we need you. You're awesome leaders. You were chosen on purpose for a reason. We need your unified collective wisdom and your strength. Portland, we don't have to make it great again. Just keep it good and make it better, and we can't do it without you. So those would be my words for you all. I have tremendous respect for each and every one of you. And the courageous conversations I've had with folks, I've had them with Ted. I've had some tender Ted moments, and I appreciate you that for that. My parting words for community, beloved community, we are so much stronger together. We are resilient, we are wonderful, we are powerful, and let's just be the best of who we are. And I thank you all.
Thank you, Antoinette. Appreciate it. Thank you.
like the red carpet's all this way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Antoinette. And Antoinette, I'll just give this to Asha.
Thank you, Washington. So we have